whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 337 on Saturday, May 20, 2023. Or if you're Aussie land or elsewhere, it's Sunday, May 21st. Welcome to the chat room. Welcome, listeners. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate that. I already know we have the fabulous Chris and Fair in the chat room. We've also got dashing Zaya and Rod. Welcome, guys. Welcome, welcome. Tiber's here. Dave's here. Hi, guys. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. Thank you. Appreciate giving some time to pop in and say hi. Hopefully the internet will be... Let's do that. So, yeah. But anyway, first off, everyone, beverage of choice. Let's take a sip because, you know, most important. Soul is D. Hey, D. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for hanging out. Appreciate that. All right. Well, last week was Mother's Day. So, Mum had a very chill-y type day. My dad's been really sick. So, I couldn't spend as much time doing all the things Mother's Day that I wanted to because I needed to stay away from my father because I didn't want to get sick. But anyway, she had a nice time. I popped upstairs to make sure she was okay, he was okay, etc. So, it was nice to be able to do that. I organized some... what do we have? I think... some Thai for dinner that way because I didn't want one dad to be cooking and two I didn't want to cook not and get like sick or anything like that so we got Mum, one of her favorite things is Thai food, so we had yummy Thai, but hubby and I stayed away from them because, as I said, I do not want to get sick. And as you guys know, I'm immune compromised person. That's the last thing I need. So, dad is, I would say he does sound a bit better, but he's not great. So, So if I sound like I'm sick, I think it's more sinus because the winds are starting here and it's all a bit like crazy. But anyway, how is everybody? How is everyone? Chris's net's being Australian internet. Fantastic. We love that. Ferret said, yes, I do. We're coming into winter. Obviously here you guys, are coming into summer over there and it's all fun and games. I'm feeling very cold and all those fun sorts of things. Fair says, hot, hot, hot here. Yes, that's normally my summer. But yeah, so as long as keep cool, keep warm, keep hydrated, that's the main thing. You'll take the cold. You can have it. I'm not a fan. So anyway, how did everyone go with the patch dropping? We had that drop the other week, 10.1. Is anyone finding any hiccups, anything interesting that they've found with it, enjoying it, all that kind of thing? I wanted to talk today about what's coming, some of the stuff that I've read that's coming with patch 10.1.5, and there's a lot. There's a lot. When I was going through like notes and stuff, there was a lot. So I thought, considering we're only doing a show every 2 weeks at the moment due to just health issues, etc., that I'm dealing with. And that's fine. I'm getting there, guys. I'm getting there. But it's just, there's so much going on. I don't know. I feel like I'm not keeping up with it all. So apologies. And all of a sudden, of course, the patch, we get one patch and they're already starting, you know, they've already started talking about the next patch, etc. So I wanted to bring up some interesting things that will affect our tunes, obviously our challenge tunes, as well as, you know, things that were interesting. So I wanted to talk about a couple of those things today. Chris says, patch is a maze, but I'm on normal tunes, so yep. Stir says, no patch issues from a challenge perspective, at least from my perspective, he says. Okay, well, that's good. That's excellent. Fair says, no changes for my challenges in this current patch, really. Okay, well, that's, to me, that's good. They've, you know, we have seen in the past where they've bought in a patch and some things have flipped, some things have changed for us, etc. So it's always a little bit apprehensive when we have a patch, when we've got expansions, all those kinds of things. So, you know, we have to be prepared for these things because, as we know, Blizzard can say, hey, look, these are all the things that we're doing. It goes live. Things change in between when they've said, we're thinking of doing this, to it goes live, and all of a sudden we've got, you know, those oh shit moments where we go, ah, for the challenge, for all the challenges. So, you know, it's something that we like to keep in mind as such. But, yeah, sometimes we're not prepared for, you are not prepared, for the things when they do go live. So, yeah, I thought we'd talk about a couple of things, interesting things that are coming with the next patch. So Rudd says, no problems here, and he's playing Green Man, which is great. Fair says, yeah, sometimes no news is good news. That too. Absolutely. All right, so the first one I want to talk about, let me grab, and I've got a lot of links. This one, I think Fair had written this one down, and I thought this was very intriguing. They're going to be changing riding skills. So characters now learn the appropriate mount riding skill upon reaching the appropriate level without needing to visit a mount trainer. Wow. That is a game changer. That is a game changer. And it's free. Absolutely fair. That is huge. So at level 10, you get apprentice riding. At level 20, you get journeyman riding. Level 30, expert riding. At level 40, master riding. Developers note was riding trainers will still exist in the world, but you will be unable to purchase riding skills from them. Characters that reach level 30 will receive the quest Time to Fly and be awarded with a flying mount. Apparently there's a Harbor Griffin for Alliance characters and a Scarlet Paradox for Horde characters. Yes, Chris, yeah, that's hundreds of thousands I've spent over the decades. I think most of us would be in that same vein. So that is That's huge, guys. That's huge. My concern, I'm going to throw this out to my code wardens in the chat for something for you guys to think about. Yes, Zaya. Exactly. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't have Twitch on me because I was looking at show notes. Yeah, learn to ride, removed or automatically completed for BTs. We're going to have to find out if those are counting as quests, most definitely. Which, you know, that would be the big thing. But yeah, that's... Because, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but isn't it frustrating when you're on your character, you're on your challenge tune, you're running around, you ding, and you're like, I'm right in the middle of this cluster of quests, you know, of here, and I really want to go and get riding, or I really want to upgrade, and now I've got to go all the way back to Stormwind or to Ogrimmar. So then you spend the next 10-15 minutes getting yourself back, you know, getting the stuff. Sometimes you've got to look, you forget how much it costs, like me. Go to the trainer and you're like, damn it, I'm like, I haven't got enough or whichever. But it can be inconvenient to go grab it. You want it because you want to move around faster, but to get all the way, you know, back when you're out questing, you know, not necessarily close to the capital cities, can be a little frustrating. So I think, what do you guys think of the change? I think that's a fantastic change. I like it. I also like the fact that they're just going to give it to, like, to the tunes free. Fantastic. Love it. Anyway, I'll see what you guys save lots of gold. Absolutely. If I had as much money in real life as I've got gold, I would be very, very happy. But it's funny how I can save money quite well in-game, but not so much in real life. No complaints, says Tiber. Excellent. All right. Well, that's the first one. So I thought that was intriguing. Now, the other one, and again, this is hugely interesting. Hang on, Dave says, it has to be a bait and switch. We just need to find the switch. Already have too many mounts during Children's Week. My orphan hates how many he has to watch. A lot easier to earn in-game than real life. Absolutely, I agreed. Okay, so the next one I also saw, which is dragon riding in patch 10.1.5, Old World, more mounts and flight styles. So they're preparing to enable dragon riding to be used in the Old World with the new flight styles mechanic and more mounts receiving dragon riding animations. Interesting. I don't know about you guys, I think for me, I thought it would be a matter of time. So flight styles in patch 10.1. So I'm just reading off Wowhead. That's what I'm linking. I'll have the links, with the show notes, but there are two new spells related to flying in patch 10.1.5, flight style static and flight style dynamic. There seems to be a system coming along that will allow the player to choose if they want to keep the old flying or dragon riding as their flight method. Well, to me, I think that's good to have an option. Yeah, everyone? I think it's nice to have that option. old flying is referred to as static flight, while dragon riding is referred to as dynamic flying. Also, dragon riding 10.1.5 adds many new dragon riding race achievements to Kalimdor and Eastern Kingdoms, meaning you will be able to use it on those continents. So, you know, though, all those ones when we do the going for your bronze, silver, gold racings around the place, apparently there is a whole list. I'm not going to go through them because that list on Wowhead is massive. All right, let me see. So Chris says, booyah, so excited for this. Fair says, I hope that means we can fly regular flight in Dragon Isles. I must admit, I'm hoping the same thing. Tiber says, I like the choice. Absolutely. Give us a choice. For those that want to do it, for those that don't, like, give us a choice to do it. I think that's what we need that. We definitely need that. Giving us when the expansion hit where we didn't have the choice certainly was very, very stressful for those of us with visual, what would you call them, vision issues and things like that. So going the faster speed, certainly, like, for my vertigo and my queasiness and all of that, I'm still getting there. Like, every time I hop on the dragon, and if I go too fast, it can make my stomach very, like, it can throw me very quickly. So I have to kind of take like 5-10 minutes to get used to it again before I'm feel comfortable. Whereas normal flying for me, I don't have an issue, if that makes sense. It takes me a little bit to, every time I hop on to do dragon, the dragon riding, it takes me a bit to, I can't just do it. Like, most of you can probably hop on and feel fine and off you go. But yeah, I normally start off and I'm like, So yeah. What else do we got? Tybo said, I like the choice. Yeah, Fess says, yes, please let me just do old style regular flying everywhere. Yep. Tybo says, old flying has some positive quality still. Absolutely. Fair says, I really can't manage dragon riding. Choice, please. I can't do it safely. Toons die when I try. Yep. Zaya says, hard to use auto run with dragon riding. Yeah, there's definitely no auto. And sometimes you just, like, I just want to fly. It doesn't matter if I have to get somewhere. I don't have to get somewhere quick. I just want to fly. So with dragon riding, unless you've got your vigor, if you run out of vigor, you're gonna fall. So, yeah, it's a little bit stressful. So that will be I think, a very welcome change for a lot of us that struggle, or, you know, that have issues with the dragon riding. So as much as I think it will be fantastic that they're bringing it to Old World as well, but to give us a choice is wonderful. Now, will they give us the choice in Dragon Isles? I'm hoping they do. I didn't see anything on those notes to say that they were, so I'm not sure. There is a list of mounts as well. If you scroll further down, there's a list of mounts with dragon riding animations. So, you know, so you can go and have a look at them. Nether drakes, there's a lot of drakes, nether drakes, which, proto drakes, to me that seems awfully fitting. God, there is a huge list, but definitely nothing that I can see there about them bringing. Yeah, that they're going to allow. I do wonder if they're bringing these two flight styles in, because they're bringing the two flight styles in, then it will give you the option in Dragon Isles. I guess that's a TBD. But yeah, we will see. Chris says, because sometimes you just want to auto fly and pause. Yeah, the notes were silent on that question. Fair says they don't mention Druid bird flight either. True. So I guess that's a wait and see what happens. But again, I thought it was very interesting for us to know what's coming, and to keep an eye on these things. Obviously, we have no idea when 10.1.5 is going to drop. I couldn't see anything about when they're looking at dates for that at the moment. It's probably still a little bit too soon, but we'll see. Now, the other one is, which I don't know about you guys, I'm going to be super excited about this. Warlock available to all races. And pet customization coming in patch 10.1.5. So, in the official post, Blizzard has confirmed that all races will be available to the Warlock class. Guess who's gonna have more Warlocks? In addition to this, pet customization for Warlocks is also coming in patch 10.1.5, with an all-new questline leading to a new appearance to your imp and the option to customize all your pets in the barbershop. Now, again, this may not necessarily be the challenger side that you want to go and do the questlines on. It'd be interesting to know if the questline, once you've unlocked it, whether that will unlock account-wide. I don't think I saw anything to say yay or nay to that. Blizzard said Warlock classes will become available to Night Elves. Yes. Draenei, Lightforged Draenei, Pandaren, Kalturan, Tauren. Okay, High Mountain Tauren, Magar Orcs, and Zandalari Trolls. I always thought it was very weird that Zandalari Trolls did not have Warlocks. That one in particular. Even the Magar Orcs. So, I may have to make another. How many more classes is that? I might need some more Warlocks. What's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You all know that Warlocks is my most played. Absolutely. Tauren Warlock. I don't know. I'm kind of feeling it, though. I think that's hilarious. The same as Night Elf. Night Elf Warlock. Pets are amazing. All Ravelocks is a bit odd. Because Lightforged, yeah. And again, it's hilarious. But, I mean, they did that with Rogue, didn't they? Where Rogue has become across everything now. All Racelocks is a bit odd. Mm. It is. But it is completely funny. Because Lightforged and Draenei, and even you could say Night Elves, are completely opposite to what Warlock itself is. So, yeah. Now make High Mountain Paladin. Toba says. Pandaren, Warlock Teddy Bears. I know, Toba. That would be awesome. So it will be interesting to see if some of the customizations change too with all this, as in, like, for appearance wise, whether they'll add more things or with whether they'll say we've got enough. I mean, we've got a huge amount of options for customizing our toons now. For those of you that have been around since basically the beginning, where it was very limited, we do have massive amounts of customization for our toons nowadays, which is great. I spend 10 to 15 minutes before I've even logged in onto a toon. Like, it's just crazy, but crazy good. Zaya says, why not allow all classes for all races while they're at it? Maybe that's what they're going to do, Zaya. I guess we wait and see. But yeah, I thought that was very interesting. I honestly never thought I would see them do that, because Warlock itself is traditionally, for what Warlock is, to me, has always been never going to be a Night Elf, never going to be, you know, a Lightforge Draenei or a Draenei. Tauren, yeah, probably, but yeah, interesting. So, I thought that was interesting. And then for those of you that are into Warlock things, I had to just put some interesting, there is a new Fel Hunter. So they've got customization for the Fel Hunter. I don't know how I feel about it yet. We'll see. They did have on Imps and stuff as well. There was, I didn't capture it, but I don't know quite how I feel about that. For those of you that know, my Imp on Leta, Pipfip, so has been with me for what, 18 years. I don't think I could change Pipfit at all, customize it. So we will see. I'll definitely unlock it, but whether I will want to use it would be one of those things. So we will see. Can't wait for the new pets, Chris says. Absolutely. Now the other thing, here's another thing. Again, I found all these very interesting things that are coming. Quality of life improvements for unlocking allied races in patch 10.1.5. So they've got several quality of life changes coming to allied races. Again, they're calling the patch 10.1.5 Fractures in Time. What's it say? The development patch notes note that the associated race achievements are no longer required, and allied races can now be unlocked by level 40 characters instead of requiring level 50. Separately, all characters, not just allied races, will now save some gold by learning mount riding skills automatically as they level. So I thought that was a huge, once again, a big change. So for a lot of people who may not go through and do all the unlocking of the allied races, for you guys, I know there have been some people over the time, pretty sure I've always unlocked them, because for me, it's just part of, like, that I want them unlocked. But yeah, let me know your thoughts if you haven't got them unlocked, what you think about the changes on that. Thought it was interesting. And then, oh, fair. Yeah, pretty sure I'll try some allied races that I've never unlocked. Excellent. Excellent. Because again, we all, you know, we all play this game in different ways. And for some people, it's not the big thing to unlock that stuff, you know. Volpera, High Mountain Tauren, absolutely. Go for it, fair. I'm looking forward to seeing new challenge tunes from you. Most definitely. So, yeah, so that I thought was also hugely interesting. And then the last one that, hang on, let me link it in the chat room again. Hang on, Chris said, Zaya says, unlock them all as soon as I could. Yeah, I'm pretty much the same. Chris says, I grinded out every single allied race when they first came out, and I'm thrilled people don't have to do that grind to get them. Yes. Tiber says, yes, I'm still locked out of Volpera. Look at that. Executes in the chat room. There are two horde races, Volpera and Rong. No. Volpera is definitely very cute. I understand that, babe. Absolutely. But I love undead. I don't have a problem with that. Lost video and audio, Zaya, you might have to refresh. Seems to be going fine here. Still going here. Yep. All right. Here's the other one that I had, which is about the Dalaran and Garrison Hearthstones to become toys. About bloody time. That's all I'm saying. One of the new changes in patch 10.1.5 is a small change, but one players will appreciate a lot. The Dalaran Hearthstone and Garrison Hearthstone will become toys, permanently freeing 2 bag slots for everyone who uses them. Yes. Yes. I don't know why they don't just make them all toys.
That's a good change.
That is hugely a great change. Even after they've learned as toys, they still work on a separate cooldown from the many other Hearthstone toys. Interesting. So, there are so many things that they need to make toys. Seriously, anyone just needs to come look at my bag. Don't tell my husband that, because he's already horrified of my bags and he doesn't ever want to look at my bag. So I thought that, because obviously for those people that like to go to those areas when you're questing, it's always, you know, it's always a pain. You've got to have this one, then you have that one, you know, all that. So I thought that was a huge yay. Chris said, oh, Zaya, you had to reload. Cool. I'll take anything that will get something out of my bags. Yeah, the bags, again, we need bigger bags. I cannot carry everything I need. Obviously, you know, bigger bags for a challenge tune is probably not the be-all and end-all. But it can also mean, well, then you can go and grind, especially if you're like on your bloodthirsty, or if you're off on a green, or, you know, you can just go, right, I'm going to go quest or kill and do that for the next hour. I don't need to stop every 20 minutes to not open my bag, but, you know, like empty my bag. So crafting regents in Dragon Isle are a pain, Zaya. Absolutely. Why can't we have crafting? Like, they need to take crafting regents out of the bag, out of bag slots, and make it like our currency. You know how the currency just goes into the currency tab? They need to free up, because on leader's bags, I have got so much shit that is from, what is it, Forbidden Reach, from the new place, plus from that. You know, and it's just ridiculous. On my challenge tunes, I don't need that much. Normally on the Bloodthirsties, I try and get as big a bag as I can possibly get for them, depending. I think I was running around with maybe 24 slot bags on, like, my big Bloods. On the passies, I'm just trying to remember. I normally always try to get the large herb bag, like the biggest one I could, but then, you know, I just have kind of more so than 16 slot bags, but you know, like a 24, 22, 24, something like that. sorry, excuse me. Summon amount with a vendor as needed, which is always handy, but sometimes, you know, stopping when you're in the rhythm of like bloodthirsty or grinding or questing, just to be like, you go to pick something up, your bags are full. It's so annoying, especially when you're on a baby challenge turn. And, like, all you've got is, like, that one bag to start off with. Because you haven't gone and killed any rares yet. Because normally if you kill one of the, you know, the rares, you'll get a 6 or an 8 slot bag, depending. It was always... That was one of the fun things, actually, that Execute and I did when we were doing the teams. Was we would target... So we'd go to headquarters, which was Brill, and then we'd do the circuit and we'd run around on our iron team, and we would just go and kill like the rares to start off with. That was kind of how we started off our leveling, was do that. So we had bags, so it was fantastic. You got those few bags to be able to help keep things going as you were slowly leveling, but killing those bags was just like boom, really fantastic. So yeah, but anyway, that was some of the things that I found. So thank you, Fair, for finding the other one as well. But yeah, when I started to dig, I kind of went, holy, all the things that are coming for 10.1.5, my gosh, I've barely played 10.1. So yeah, anyway, let me go back and read. So, Stir Twitch ads are really getting annoying. Actually, this is a conversation Hubby and I had. When was it? Yesterday? I think it was like just ads across like YouTube, and ads just seem to be...
Oh, they're just so pervasive now.
Pervasive, that's the word. Thank you. Yeah, there's like ads... on everything. So understand your frustration, Stir. Thank you. Fair says yes, free up those bag slots, absolutely. Zaya also says regent bags are great for passies and working men. Yes, most definitely, very very handy for those. Fair says I've been buying one of those crafting bags for my gatherers. Always handy to have. So definitely. So again, I'll leave it there, but that's the stuff I've found that, you know, that they're looking of implementing. Yes, words are hard. Implementing in 10.1.5. If there is anything that you guys see, hear of that's coming that you think is intriguing, please let me know. Because we're only doing a 2-weekly show. So Fortnite, Stir, not the game, fortnightly, every 2 weeks at the moment, that I'm trying not to miss anything, but just, you know, just in case. Let me know if I do not see it. So I'll have the links in the show notes for you guys, though. All right, Fortnite. Pew, pew. Yes, Chris. Absolutely. Hang on. That's Chris Nort. There's a Chris Nort right there. All right. Our weeks in WoW, let's not talk about it because there's not been much. Even last fortnight, so, yeah. Hang on, Tiber says, the thing I don't like about the new Regent bag is that the open spaces show on your bag total. So you can be out of normal bag slots, but your display still shows some available. Huh. It's interesting. Okay, I didn't notice that. I'll have to check that out. Alright. We'll see. Let's go to news. Where are we?
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Alright, so let's start off with a huge congratulations to Isaiah Windy on becoming our fourth Dragonflight Working Man Challenge champion. Well done, Zaya. Where's my little... Here we go. That's Zaya. Fantastic. Well done. I can't believe that we've only had four working men. That's interesting. Grats. Huge grats. That's fantastic. Hang on, what did... It's Pack Rat Perspective. Typer says, nice. All right. Another thing, let me link in the chat room just in case if you guys have not seen it. Blizzard has announced BlizzCon dates, so that will be November 3rd and 4th this year. Very exciting, super exciting about that, because it feels like it's been some time. So we'll have to see what we're doing. As far as I know, Calm Before the Storm should also, I'll have to check with Seraphis and see what they're doing. There might be some stuff I can get involved in. I'll see what happens, but just to give you guys the heads up. So, of course, I'm not going to BlizzCon. I will be a BlizzCon from Brisbane. That will be it. There's no way I could do that, but still very excited. I'm going to guess they'll be streaming it, all those fun things. So we'll keep our ear out, our eyes out for that. Any thoughts of things coming, we'll see. So it's still, what is it, like... 7 months away? 6 months away? So we will see. I'm sure there'll be lots of news coming out over the next, you know, the next few months. So we'll see on that one. So very excited. Alright. Well, also, again, just wanted to remind you guys that no show next week. It will be the following week. So that will make it June... 3rd. So, no show next week. We'll be back on the 3rd as I try and get a bit of rest and recouping to get the body back into some sort of normalcy. If that's possible, we will see. Alright, let's do the state of the challenges because I know Zaya was working on trying to get them to work with doing a 2 week one because we're doing the shows, I call it fortnightly. You guys aren't used to that term, I know, but every 2 weeks, so we'll see. But the state of the challenges for this week, and it looks like it's been quite busy. So fantastic. Well done, everyone. Let's look at the irons. So we have got 10 irons. Number 10, we've got Prob Dead. Level 60 R.I.P. Number 9 is Lujma at level 60. 8 this week is Winner at level 61. 7 is Zaya Jelly at level 61. Please tell me that's a panda, Zaya. I'm really hoping it's a panda with the, like, a jelly tummy. That maybe you pick that. I don't know, but that's what I'm thinking of. Number 6 is Nokashi at level 62. 5 this week is Dank Iron at level 62. 4 is Wise Fox at level 63, R.I.P. 3 is Ferona at level 65. 2 is Neuron Piggy at level 67, R.I.P. And number 1 this week is Priester at level 69. I was going to say, you hadn't leveled that one, Stir. That seemed... I would have sworn you had. That's funny. Zai says, Lightforged Draenei, but my pet is called Peanut Butter. Love it. That's awesome. All right. Bloods. We have got 7 Bloods. Number 7 is Ko at level 13. 6 is Never Die at level 13. 5 is Blood Thief at level 22. 4 is Fiesta Taco at level 25. 3 is Vibe at level 30. 2 is Verna at level 40. And 1 this week is Chaya at level 62. Well done, Bloods. Wow, we didn't lose any Bloods this week. Fantastic. Well, those on the list. Fantastic. says Priester is slow but sure, almost there. Good. Fantastic. Nice. By the time you get to 68, 69 as an iron, most XP is run out, so easy to take risks to advance. Absolutely, sir. Patience is the game right across any challenge stone. Absolutely. Speaking of patience, let's have a look at pacifists. We have got 10 pacifists. At number 10, we have got Peace Bay at level 24, RIP. Number 9 is Pacifist at level 24, however, red flagged because they equipped one uncommon slot. Number 8 is Exynos at level 25. 7 is Hunter 5 at level 25. 6 is Zaya Warg Passy at level 34. 5 is Sync at level 55. 4 is Calm Tummy. I love it. At level 59. I hope that one's a panda. I really do. Number 3 is Ferrovola at level 62. 2 is Passy Panster at level 60. And number 1 this week is Fair at level 69. Both of those yours, Fair. See, I delete all the information. So I can't remember if they're fairs or not. Yes, they both are. Excellent. Chris says, show title, patience is the game. Obviously, I've not had enough coffee today, guys. Patience is the game. Chris, can you remember that one? I'll write it down, but I'll probably forget. Patience is the game. Oh. Excuse my weird stomach. Chris just cheered 100 bits. Thank you, Chris.
Do you need a coffee?
No, I've still got like 3 mouthfuls. I'm okay. Thanks, babe. All right, let's have a look. Greens. We had got 10 greens. I tell you what, guys. greens are getting so much love. It is fantastic. There was, I'm pretty sure there was like a full list of, so when I get the report, there's actually up to 20. I'm not reading out 20 names every 2 weeks or week, but irons and greens are definitely like up there in 20 on the report, which is fantastic. So it's so good to see 10 greens. So much love for the green man. At number 10, we have got Ebonora. I think I pronounced that right. Level 37. Number 9. Don't think this is a taco tune, but it reads to me like it should be. It's Otacon. It looks like Otaco and at level 38. So apologies if I butchered that. Number 8 is Chris Powell at level 39, RIP. 7 is Gren at level 42. 6 is Worgenizer at level 43. Number 5 is Ferrisola at level 60. 4 is Niazu at level 60. 3 is Ferrin at level 61. I've got an itchy nose, sorry guys. Number 2 is Aredri at level 64. And number 1 is Chris 3 at level 66. Well done to the greens. Working man. We have got 6 working men this week. So we have got Ekahi at level 15, but red flagged because of one uncommon slot equipped. Number 5 is Magrat Garlic at level 20. Number 4 is Squoosh at level 20, RIP. Talking is hard. Apologies, guys. Number 3 is Hunter Wok at level 24. 2 this week is Ferrimar at level 69. And number 1, Zaya Windy at level 70. Once again, congrats, Zaya, becoming our 4th Dragonflight Working Man Challenge champion. Well done. Let's do that again. Okay. All right. Tins. We had 2 tins this week. Psyka Deluxe at level 18. And number 1 was Helgen at level 62. And out of all the teams, there was no blood, no green teams this week. But there was an iron team. And the name is Naren, Nergal, and Joki. They were level 12, unfortunately, RIP. But well done. It's nice to see some iron, some teams slowly making it back. So don't forget, teams are all working, guys. So if you want to give that a go, find a buddy or 4 and make yourself a team. Go for it. All right. Well done to everyone. Looks like everyone has been busy leveling. So good to see. It's quite a bit of RIPs amongst there. So commiserations on all those challenges that were lost this week. And hopefully this coming week will be kinder to us all. All right, let's do chit chat and wrap up.
Hey yo, it's chit chat.
All right, and again, Chris, thank you for the 100 bits. It's very sweet of you. Mwah, mwah. Heart you for that. All right. I found a cute little joke. Let me tell you what this one is. After I cough. two eggs, a bagel, and a sausage, walked into a bar. "Bartender, my friends and I would like a cold one," says one of the eggs. "Sorry," the barman replies, "we don't serve breakfast." I thought it was cute. Besides, it's breakfast time, my time. So, you know. Eggs, bagel, sausage sounds like a pretty damn good breakfast to me. Tiber's stolen joke of the week. "I don't have a dad bod, I have a father figure." Nice one, Tiber. Thank you. Dave, what do you got? "I'll tell you something about German sausages. They're the worst." Of course, Dave, of course. Oh, you guys. Fantastic. I love it. I love it. All right. Anything I've missed? Anything that you need to remind me of? Let me know right now before we wrap things up. But I think I've covered everything. So again, reminder, not here next week. We'll be back. I'll be back in 2 weeks' time. On the 3rd of June. So, I'll just wait and see if we've got any extra things. Did I miss anything? I don't think I did. I think we've got everything. But anyway, let me put my cute little thank you heart on the screen to all the Iron Elites. Thank you guys for your support, whether it is helping with the website, just all the support. The likes, the retweets, the, you know, all over the social medias. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate that. But for our Iron Elites who do help us out with paying for the website, thank you. So, to Awesome Trousers, Execute Fair, Chris W, Lita, Mac, Mr. Nisi, Mrs. Rakguru, Nisi, Rod, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, Zaya, and Zep, thank you guys so much for your support. It is greatly appreciated. To all the fantastic mods that we have, Stir, Zaya, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, thank you for all the things I do. I know during the weeks I am not around a lot. Work is kicking my butt. But I do appreciate taking care of those things. And for those that, you know, if you need to get me, if it's slow replies from me, it's because work is kicking my butt, plus health is just, you know, tired. So just bear with me as things hopefully get back to some kind of normal. Hopefully soon, but it does take time. So we'll see how we go with that. To Zion Rudd for doing all of the Cody goodness. Thank you. Appreciate that. They're busy doing lots of stuff behind the scenes. Plus, obviously, preparing for when things come with patches and all that kind of stuff. Plus, any hiccups that happen with current patches. Thanks, guys. Greatly appreciated from you guys. And, of course, everyone here in Twitch. Thank you for giving of some of your time today to hang out with me. I do appreciate that. As well as anyone listening to the podcast. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Dave, I should be all tied up with Diablo 4. Okay. When's that drop? I've forgotten the date. It's soon, isn't it? Is it this month or next month? I know it's soon. Lots of people seem to be excited for that. I just would like to sit down and play WoW. That's 6th of June, early access 2nd. Okay. So yeah, I'd just like some game time myself would be good. not Diablo 4, just WoW would be good. So we'll see. All right, well, thank you so much, guys. So, reminder, Not here next week. Next show will be Saturday, June 3rd at 6 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget, you can find all of the things on the website. Sorry, Chris, all I saw was like this. That's all. That's funny, Chris. Thanks for that. That made me nearly naught. The website is wowchallenges.com, where you can find all of the social information. Don't forget, you can check out the podcast through places like Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio. If you need to send an email to me, please shoot me through an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com, whether that be screenshots, jokes, questions, information. If you see something that you think with upcoming, you know, with the patches, or something that you find is giving you a hiccup on the current patch, you know, let us know. You can certainly pop into Discord. You can send me a message on any of those things. Again, just please understand, I can't always get to responding ASAP, but I'll get to a response to you as soon as I can. Don't forget, you can follow me on all of the things. Easiest place is to go to linktree.com/LetaWow. That's LETTAWOW. You will find all my list of socials there. Chris is haha stupid net, so I have to type on my phone. Yes, I hear you. I hear you. All right, the last thing is huge thank yous to Mr. Nisi on the intro. We do love our intro, and we thank and appreciate him so much. And we do send some love and hugs to both Nisi and Mr. Nisi. They are busy dealing with stuff at the moment. So just give them a little shout out and send some hugs their way. And finally, a big thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping me not only with the outro, but also being my proofreader for the blogs. Thanks, babe. What was that? Thumbs up? Oh, peace. He did peace. So I do appreciate his help on all of those things that he does, like banners and, you know, all of that. So thank you. All right, I think I've covered everything. I think we're good. Did I miss anything? If I did, oh well. We're gonna go. Probably need to drink more coffee and rest my voice. But we will see. All right, guys. Again, thank you for hanging out. I do appreciate that. Please have a safe couple of weeks. As I said, reminder, won't be here 3rd. I'll be back on the 3rd of June, which is in 2 weeks' time. Main thing is, please, everyone, take care, be safe, both in and out of game, and we'll catch you on the 3rd of June. All right. Mwah. See you guys.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.